The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
We're joined now by Owen Sheen from Off the Ball to talk about sport and so much of it. Owen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
First of all, congratulations to Amy Broadhurst and Lisa O'Rourke, who made history.
Yeah, absolutely. Incredible stuff in Istanbul yesterday, where Ireland's tally of world boxing champions went from 3, which was Katie Taylor, Michael Conlon and Kelly Harrington, to 5 in the space of, what was it, half an hour of action. So it's gone down as one of the greatest moments of time in the sports history in this country. Amy Broadhurst and, as you say, Lisa O'Rourke, both gold medalists in the world after their performances yesterday. Broadhurst in particular was very dominant in her win, and she's had quite an up and down career, as in she's been put in very challenging positions in the past. She was in a welterweight quarter final at the World Championships in 2018 in New Delhi, and she got screwed over by a very suspect judging call. So for her to come back and get that level of redemption is absolutely fantastic. Lisa O'Rourke then has kind of got to World Championship status out of the blue in comparison anyway. She's a younger fighter. She's somebody who's come along and looks like now her future is extremely bright. Of course, there is questions now, and people get very excited about what will happen at the next Olympic Games. The fact that there's no middleweight category at the Paris Olympics, it probably complicates things for Lisa O'Rourke. And then obviously you've got Kelly Harrington in the mix as well on Broadhurst's weight for the next Olympic Games. So that complicates matters as well. But in the here and the now, it's an absolutely fantastic story for Irish boxing.
Now, we should be talking about the nail-biting finish to the Premier League with City and Liverpool, the fair win behind City if they just win their own game. But instead, we're talking about Patrick Vieira today.
Yeah, a horrible moment yesterday at the end of the Everton win over Crystal Palace. Everton assured their survival after their incredible comeback last night. There were 2 goals down to beat Palace 3-2, and there was a pitch invasion, and a fan taunted Patrick Vieira for quite some time. You could see him with his mobile phone filming him. Hard to know what he was saying to him. And Patrick Vieira reacted by, lashing out at the fan. It didn't seem like there was too much damage done on a physical level. And I think it kind of brings up the question of pitch invasions at this point once again after the assault on Billy Sharp the last day in the Sheffield United Nottingham Forest match. And again, the sort of verbal assault on Patrick Vieira last night. You'd assume that something is going to be done in terms of clamping down on this. But you have limited sympathy for the man with the phone, the boy with the phone last night, to be quite honest with you, trying to...
It was right in his face. It was just unacceptable carry on, but maybe the Premier League will feel they have to lead by example and penalise Patrick Vieira. We shall see. In the meantime, of course, the final day looms, and it's nice, I suppose, that it's down to the wire. Liverpool's hands.
Like, it's down to the wire on all three fronts. The only thing is that any drama on those three fronts occurring seems unlikely. So the three of them obviously are at the top of the table. You've got Manchester City and Liverpool. Manchester City 1 point clear of Liverpool. Manchester City at home to Aston Villa. Of course, Steven Gerrard could have a part to play in that one. And Liverpool at home to Wolves. You would expect Manchester City to beat Villa, and therefore that the whole situation of a turnaround there, it seems unlikely. Then for the fourth place, you've got Tottenham, who are 2 points clear of Arsenal. For there to be any drama there, given the goal difference differential, you would have to see Norwich City beating Tottenham on Sunday. Again, that seems unlikely. So that brings us on to the relegation battle, which is now a shootout between Burnley and Leeds United. They're both on 35 points, but Burnley have a far better record goal difference wise than Leeds United. Leeds are away to Brentford, and Burnley meanwhile are at home to Newcastle United. So again, will Leeds United get a better result at Brentford than Burnley will get at home to Newcastle? Again, unlikely. So you said that all these things are alive, but it's hard to see there being any changes on all three fronts.
Now, in lots of GAA action as well.
Yes, it is the final day, and permutations will come into proceedings with the hurling this weekend for sure. So tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock we have the final round of the Leinster Senior Hurling Championship, and the picture there is that Galway are at the top at the moment on 7 points, Kilkenny and Galway are tied at 6 points, and then Wexford are on 4 points. The complicating factor here is that Wexford and Kilkenny both have a far improved goal difference, or scoring difference I should say, compared to Dublin. So Dublin are vulnerable, and the fixtures are Galway at home to Dublin, Dublin and Kilkenny at home to Wexford. So if Dublin get beaten by Galway and Wexford go to Nolan Park and win, Dublin are done. And that could be one of the twists that we'll be looking out for there. Remember the very dramatic day at the end of the 2019 Leinster Championship. And then Munster, there's a possibility for drama here as well. Limerick and Clare are both into the Munster final. Waterford are in 2 points, the same as Cork, and Tipperary are in 0 points. So this happens at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Waterford go to Clare knowing that they have to win. And even if they win, they may not get through. They will need a favour if they win from Tipperary. They will need Tipperary to beat Cork, and then Waterford are through. So Waterford looking a bit of trouble. If Cork win, they're in, and that's how they'll be thinking. So two massive rounds of fixtures and really, really exciting stuff on the hurling front this weekend. And we've also got the beginning of the Talisman Cup, let's not forget as well. It'll be very interesting to see how this competition is received over the next little while. You've got Wexford against Offaly on Sunday and that one. And then the curtain raiser in the competition is tomorrow afternoon in Aughrim at 3 o'clock, Wicklow taking on Waterford.
Okay, now all the provinces are in action in rugby. I suppose Leinster v Munster will be the one that we'll be watching to see can Munster defy, I suppose, the odds against them. But golf as well, and Rory McIlroy giving us something to watch this weekend.
Absolutely. He finished so well on the final round of the Masters, and he's brought his major form right into the first round of the next major. He's 500 par, one shot clear at the top of the USPGA Championship leaderboard at Southern Hills. There was a little bit of a wobble late on from Rory McIlroy yesterday, where he was 400 par at one point after a couple of bogeys, but he managed to birdie late on and get himself back to 500 par. Will Zalatoris is probably his main contender when you look at that leaderboard at the moment on 4 under, but there is still quite a talented field, as you can imagine, in the leaderboard just behind that as well. The likes of Justin Thomas, Cameron Smith, all in the mix, just a few strokes behind him. McIlroy, like he's been in this position before where he's led from the front. I think the 2011 US Open is the last time he had such a good start to a major. He won that tournament easily, but he had a bigger cushion after round one in 2011 at the US Open. Not such a cushion this time, so a lot of golf to be played, Pat, before we can say that Rory's in control of this tournament.
Owen Sheen of Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News.